The easiest way to get tied more and more, tieable, pliable, and remade in the image of a bound, ever-changing, remodeled body. The ropes go on. You take them off again. Or someone does. These stages separate the whole experience into the time before the rope has gone on, once you've seen the rope, but before it's gone on, once the rope is going on you, during the tying, and once you are tied up. This cocoons you and hides you from view, and when the rope is taken off, that skin may have changed. But remember, rope doesn't just occupy one place, changing the tie, retying you. Moving them around happens so much that you might be in the middle of a rope session, but already have experienced several transformations as ropes were wrapped in one location, removed, revealing the now changed part of you. Maybe it's more sensitive. Maybe you appreciate it more. But the ropes are changes, and their delicious ravishment is so obvious. This is going to make you more pliable, more eager to be tied. Your mind gone, floating, as though seeing you from above, imagining the art of your positioning. You choose to be tied, someone holds up the rope, and that's when the thrill begins. The thrill, the hunger, the thirst, the desire to experience change. Rope is an opportunity. You can be dressed up in it, stripped out of it, positioned using it. And all the designs of your being tied up are secondary to this blissful side effect. They are extras. Well, unless it was me tying you up, in which case, you lucky thing. But more likely, it's you or someone else, or it's predicament bondage, and all and each and every one of those has a vast potential to feel good for you, to bring you into your own pleasure, layering one pleasure on another, like edging your way into trance, tends to create these cocoons. You give license as you please. The thrill begins from the moment you see that you could get tied up, get roped into being a work of art. They don't need to have a specific plan, though I'm sure they will. But being wrapped up, bound up, covered in strands, knowing from the first moment of the first tie, that's your cocoon. That's your sign of change. Cocooned blissfully from the first moment the rope touches your body. Try doing what I do. And as to what it does to you, ropes that are tugged have priority. Being shaped and positioned, being present in the moment with your companion, is much more important than this training. That's why it's good that this little seed of corruption works in the background. Part of your mind opens itself to being tied up, steered by the ropes. Every rope is a leash, every anchor point is a collar. You like doing it. Surrender to the movements involved. The easiest way to get tied up more and more is to look both so alluring and so much like you're dropping, tieable, pliable, submissive, remade in the image of a bound, ever-changing, remodeled self. The ropes go on and you take them off again, or someone does. These stages separate that experience. This thrill, this hunger, this thirst for more. A leash, a tie, a net, the rope is an opportunity, a control. The net wraps around you and you are caught. You say, yes, this is good. Captive is where I want to be. Perhaps before the rope has gone on, you will watch the hand that holds it, tracking its movement and smiling your mind away. Soon I will be tied up, you say, and that anticipation of being tied up, understanding what it is, the comfort of following orders from your top, that comfort is hypnotic. More than illusory, it's a chemical experience of, oh, I feel reassured. Maybe my mind should dump those good dopamine, relaxation, warmth, comfort, safety feelings. And when the ropes are going on you, well, it's much like a trance. There's a plan. The lure to be tied up is the beginning of a plan. and the scene you represent at the end is the end of one. And while you are the one being tied up, that means that from the moment of the tie, that is your cocoon. That's your covering. And anything might happen within it and when it comes off. Because the joining of the ropes together is a plan, covering more and more of your surface area, not just with the literal binding, but with the effect of the net. If your wrist is tied to something, that rope is really capturing your whole arm. If your leg is tied to something, the whole leg, maybe even your thighs, are warmly different than they were before. A difference I am happy to exploit, and that you will benefit from both of us utilizing. I'll give you a seed simply by describing this. You may plant and nourish it when you're wrapped up, tied up, following along the dance of ropes across your body. The siren song of slumping down, sealed into a cocoon made of all the implicit pressures and controls of well-positioned bondage. I trust you to trust who you're with, know what they're doing. You must trust the person tying you up, and I assure you the small things to follow about going deeper and enjoying trance more are second to being present with who you're with. And if you don't trust the person tying you up, pause and think about that. Pardon this distraction and drop deeper if you are in a position of safety and trust, because then you can understand how I feel.